This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 419, Healthy High-Scoring Habits for Hitting 150 Words. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get a simple three-step approach for fulfilling the word requirements in IELTS Writing Task 1, and make sure to do this in a way that also increases your score.
Hey, Jessica, are you thinking about lunch?
I am having food dreams. Yes. There's always like, listeners, you know that we obviously don't record this like one episode a day and send it out the same day, right?
Right.
So Lindsay and I, we've been working for a while. We've been recording amazing episodes for both shows, you guys. IELTS listeners, if you're not already listening to the All Ears English podcast, that is fantastic for developing extra speaking listening skills, right? Extra interaction skills that can help you on the test, of course, and in real life.
Absolutely. So go on over to the search bar in your podcast app and search for All Ears English podcast,
and you
should find it. It should come up pretty quickly. All right, cool.
So Lindsay, are you dreaming about something? I'm dreaming about food. What are you dreaming about?
Well, let's see. I am dreaming about, well, tonight I'm going to my meditation talk, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm not exactly dreaming about that, but I always go to that talk on Wednesday nights and I experience a bit of a mental shift after it. It's a nice thing to put in the middle of the week, and I relax and it's just good. It puts everything into perspective. So I'm dreaming about the talk tonight.
That's fantastic. You know what? I finally, after months and months and months of saying that I need to meditate, I've finally like managed to use the Buddhify app because that's the only thing that works for me. But I've used it 2 days in a row, which doesn't sound like a lot, but this is a personal record that I am hoping to extend.
That's awesome. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy is what they say about meditation.
Things that are so healthy and good for us are, for some reason, the hardest to implement. But guys, we are going to help you implement healthy, high-scoring habits for IELTS Task 1 today.
Healthy, high-scoring habits. That might have to be the title of today's episode.
I think so. I think we just nailed that. Okay. So guys, we had a really good question in our closed Facebook group. Remember, this Facebook group is only for students in our course, right? But if you're in the course and not a member, join. This is a vital part of being in an IELTS community, having this interaction. So, so this person said, I have a problem with the writing module because I am a technician specialist. I write everything in short and only main information. When I try to write task one, it's always about 100 to 120 words. How can I increase that? In the end, all my ideas just end and I don't know what else I can add. So I love this question. And I love that our students really share like vulnerable like weaknesses here. Like our students are so open to admitting sort of where we have gaps and seeking advice. So I love this.
That's good.
Guys, writing task one has to be at least 150 words, right? 150 to 180. Lindsay, from our 400-something episodes, can you call to mind, how do we fulfill that? How do we reach that 150 words?
Yeah, well, it seems to me that the brainstorming stage would be really important here, right? So maybe this listener or this student is not building out the brainstorming task as much as he or she should to have those ideas, to build out the details.
Well, that's more for task two, honestly. But I think this person also has a problem in task two, though. So, yes, brainstorming for task two. That is, you shouldn't have to think of ideas while you write, right?
Right.
That's the point of separating the steps, getting everything done. So, the brainstorm. This is episode 419, guys. I will link to some brainstorming episodes in this blog post for task two. So, definitely check those out. So for task one, guys, 150 to 180 words, but you're only allowed to describe key numbers. You're not allowed to give opinions. So where do these extra words come from? Well, again, if we could just sort of slow down and take this step by step, the advice I gave the student was, first of all, stop producing right now. Let's work on the ideas. So I recommended that he read more model essays. We have those. We have some on our site, but also, of course, in the Three Keys IELTS course, there are models. So read model essays. See how native speakers accomplish this. See how other people reach that word, that 150 requirement.
Yeah.
And then I recommended to review some of the sentence structures and vocabulary in our course. So guys, there are specific sentence structures we recommend to fulfill grammar requirements, but also 150 words. So for example, if it's a change over time, right? Using stuff like before, let's see, there was a, okay, sorry, back up. There, so we could say something like, numbers jumped to 50 in 2010 before reaching an astounding apex of 500 in 2015. So it's this structure of combining two trends with before plus verb ing, but then the way we're adding words is we are adding description. We're labeling every number we give by saying why it's there and building that out with adjectives and adverbs.
I really like the word astounding there. I thought that was fantastic.
Hello, awesome listeners. If you would like all these strategies to increase your IELTS score, such as Guilherme from Brazil, who went from an overall 6 to an overall 7.5 using Three Keys strategies, get into the course today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I love alliteration. I love like having phrases that all begin with the same sound. So I tend to do that a lot in my writing, but I love this phrase. Yeah. Reach the astounding apex of. That's awesome. So guys, so here's your three-step approach. I find we do everything in threes.
We do. Yeah, which is good. I think that's good because our listeners can take action on three simple steps. I mean, it's something it's not too much, but it's just enough to give you guys the foundation that you need. So that's good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's reachable, it's doable, it's achievable. So guys, here's your three-step way to approach this issue of hitting the word requirement in task one. One, read model essays. See how other people do that, accomplish that. You'll notice grammar structures that are more complex. You'll notice descriptive vocabulary. Again, the only way to do this is by having interesting adjectives and adverbs for numbers. That's all we need, all we are allowed in task one. So that's the first step. And the next step is to review or learn for the first time these grammar structures, these compound complex grammar structures. You can get that in our course naturally, but you can also pull them out from model essays or the newspaper in the business section. So that's the second step, right? And then the third step would be to practice this vocabulary in these sentence structures, adding more adjectives and adverbs.
Yeah, I love that.
There you go.
That's going to build out that word count for our student here. And the student will be able to start getting those sevens or higher, right? Getting the scores that he or she needs.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, he can change the way he's approaching this, and he will. I'm certain these three steps are going to fix this little issue, because, you know, he can do the most important thing already, which is to identify key numbers and organize them. That's the hardest part. Now he just needs to add these extra pieces, and he'll definitely be at a 7 or higher.
Very cool. So we hope the student takes action, and we hope that you guys take action as well. And, you know, the benefit, the student is in our course, right? Is the student in our course? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. The benefit that this student has is this student already has received the answer from Jessica in the Facebook group. And that's what you get again when you join the course, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, right? So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then when you look to join the group, the Facebook group will approve you. You can introduce yourself, tell us your target score, and start asking any question you want, which is pretty awesome.
And guys, as you are hearing this, it is Wednesday. That means tomorrow is Facebook Live.
Yes.
So if you have any questions about our course, if you are curious about what kind of strategies and advice we are recommending, this is a perfect way to sample our energy and our knowledge. So every Thursday at noon Pacific Standard Time, that's Portland, Oregon time. I know that's confusing for some people with daylight savings. So just Portland, Oregon is enough. So noon Portland, Oregon time, Thursday on Facebook.
Excellent. Very cool. We will see you there. All right. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. It's been fun.
Awesome, Lindsay. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your meditation evening.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
See you
next
week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.